Yeah, the ghost. We'll see the ghost tonight. All right, well, we're going to do this request because, see if I can sing it. I'll muscle my way through. But, thanks for requesting. I wrote this man after this letter after I wrote this song after I got a letter from a man on he was in solitary confinement and he'd been there for about 35 years when I got this letter from him. And he was one of three men called the Angola Three. And they're African American men that were being put in prison in the early 70s, and they were organizing for better prison conditions. The place that they were in Angola had once been a slave plantation and it was still run much in the same way, with chain gangs and labor and a lot of bad stuff. Anyway, there was a riot and a prison guard was killed and these three men were accused of it and they were thrown into solitary confinement. And over the years, all three of them ended up getting out because of the hard work of a lot of people that helped exonerate them. But the man that wrote me this letter, Herman Wallace, he's passed on now, but he wrote such a beautiful letter, working for change from inside his little 6x9 cell. And so he was asking different artists to like write songs and talk about it. So it took me a few years, but I wrote a tune for him. Like, send us out to him, always up to heaven. The cauldron rise of the black messiah, like so many boys before you. And there'll be more to follow, threatening hard to swallow. Oh, sitting on me, that hanging tree, just me and the ghost of the KKK. A poor man's gallows in the middle of the woods, the saddest tree that ever stood. Call in home. Yeah. brothers from spreading the word. The gospel of freedom and the black man's word. Tell you.